So we say a very good morning to Les Vollens. Hi.
Good morning, Gary.
Welcome along. Welcome to Bishop FM. Now, you've been a carpenter all your life. Still are.
Still a carpenter. Still pottering about, yes.
Yeah, with all those wonderful, wonderful skills that carpenters have. So envious. Yeah. How you can carve a dovetail joint is just beyond me.
But not many can these days, unfortunately.
No, not many people probably know what a dovetail joint is, possibly. I mean, I don't know. I remember learning them in school. Quite amazing things. They work, though. They're like jigsaw, jigsaw pieces, aren't they?
Certainly do.
Yeah, yeah. So, Les, you retired from carpentry in 2015, but that wasn't the end of it, was it?
No.
So what happened?
Well, I've always enjoyed it. I still enjoy it. And I potter about in the garage at home with my tools and machines and what have you. Mm. And then this opportunity came up at the castle for the Auckland Trust. And they were wanting volunteers in all sorts of different things. So I looked through the specification and noticed there was a handy person needed. So I thought I might be fairly handy and I'd be able to help out the castle. So it started from there, really. And I've been there just over 12 months now and I absolutely love it. It's so enjoyable.
You're thoroughly enjoying it.
Thoroughly enjoy it.
I bet they welcomed you with open arms with the skills that you must have.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to ask them about that.
So why carpentry? Why did you go into carpentry, Les, to begin with?
I always enjoyed working with wood. Even from school, the very first projects were made in woodwork at school. I enjoyed doing it. And then I managed to get an apprenticeship, carpenter and joiner. And when I was studying at college, I did all my studying in Huddersfield, as it was the technical college then. I used to envy the lecturer taking it. I used to think from that early time, I'd like to do your job. I've always had an interest and always wanted to teach. So I took the opportunity as soon as I could to do that. So I obviously had to get qualifications and then from there went to teacher training college and been teaching ever since and thoroughly enjoyed it. Recommend it to anyone.
So you've come from Home Firth in West Yorkshire to teaching at Bishop Auckland College.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I did my first stint in Birtley because after leaving college then I moved up north and taught for 7 years in Birtley at a comprehensive school in Birtley.
So where are they directing your skills then, Les?
Oh, all over the place. Currently, we've recently been working in number 42 in the marketplace. We've been constructing furniture displays, plinths for the artwork. But whatever they need, we tend to do it. There are four of us on the team of joining volunteers, and we work together, have a good time. And I think possibly one of the most interesting projects was in last summer. With the picnic tables outside to conform to the Disability Discrimination Act, you couldn't fit a wheelchair in between the tables and the seats. So I actually altered those so that you can now get a wheelchair in there and everyone can sit happily, mothers with buggies, and that was an interesting project and quite challenging at the time. But it's different each week. There's a notice board in the cabin when we go each week and there's a list of jobs there to be done. And we just get on with it. Last week, the huge curtains from the shop in the castle actually snapped. So last Thursday morning, we spent repairing the pole and lifting the huge curtains back into place in the shop. So we managed to get that done, which was quite humorous, really. Mm-hmm. So it's a great team of chaps. We have laughs all the time, and everybody's so friendly.
Yeah. So retirement lasted how long? How was it before? How long between actually retiring, hanging up all of your kind of tools, as it were, and then?
Less than 12 months, right.
Yeah.
but I never really retired anyway because we have family and we have family who need repairs doing the houses and so... Interesting, we're just finishing off work in 42 and then our next big project, quite challenging, is to make a replica of the throne from the throne room. It's apparently, that's now in storage because of the refurbishment and a throne is needed to be able to take around schools to let people have a look and so at the moment we have photographs and emails and drawings and we're trying to, we're putting that together to get out a cutting list and start making the throne. So
This is the bishop's throne.
That's the bishop's
throne. You've actually got to recreate it.
Absolutely. So that this is going to be a very interesting project, and looking forward to it, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. Will you be able to do it in the finest detail?
Pretty much. Yes, we'll get it fairly near, I'm sure. Yeah, because the other two chaps are also very talented. The two of them really talented too. So we'll be fine.
Okay. All right, well, the very best of luck with that. Thank you for coming in this morning, Les. It's been a pleasure to meet you and to have a chat.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Yeah, and maybe you can come back and tell us how the bishop's throne turned out.
Will do. Would love to, certainly.
Okay, Les Vollens from West Auckland Trust, volunteer.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning.